Dice Parsha. Dice Parsha. Dice Parsha. Parsha Samon. Tomorrow's Tuesday. No, you can say Parsha Samon. Tuesday,
right?
School of Parnosa. Tomorrow. This is the Parsha from. Parsha Israel takes very seriously. Parsha from Parnosa. You have to look. Guck da rein gut in the Parsha. But the Eibishter, with the lesson from the Mon is, the Eibishter is showing us the Sant. It's brought down that the Nes from the Mon is the biggest Nes from Klal Yisrael in the history of Klal Yisrael, the biggest Nes. Even in any other Nes. Because of the smother from the Nes. 40 years, every single day without fail, Mon came down just enough for that day. You had what to eat that day. Nobody knew what was going to be tomorrow. No chamomon, no chamomon. Every day the mon came down exactly what you needed for that day. According to a person's madrega, in the avodas Hashem, the mon came down accordingly. It came closer to your house when you were more chashuv. When you weren't holding on the Majegi, you should be in Yavidus Hashem. You came further out. So everybody knew. Choshev Yid walked out with his frak, his hamra, the Shiva came outside, and you saw that the man was a mile away. You knew he was up to something. I had to go hiking for his man. He lived. What's the aside? They lived Poshet with the Rebbeinu Shalom, Yoim, Yoim, with the Eibishter. Like a scale. You weighed a little less, tip this way. You weighed a little more, tip that way. Everything was measured. That way, this Hashem, according to the month. So the Eibishter feared with you. This is a chashayla. It's Klal Yisrael was on such a high madrega. Why? Because they lived every day with the Eibishter. Every day it brought more Ava and Chiba. They saw it, the Eibishter gave them again mon, and again mon, and again mon. They were always Soymech on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's a very high madrega. We spoke out a few times, I think. That was the whole English from the snake, the Nochosh. Nochosh had an einish that he was going to eat offer. That's going to be his food. The shayla, why is there an einish? He's got food wherever he goes. Imagine you ate offer. Wherever you went, you had food. You never had to go to the makolet. You never had to go shopping. You never had to make a barbecue. Whatever you want, whenever you want, you have food available. And it's free. It's free. Doesn't have to hunt for it. Doesn't have to kill anything for it.
Not too tasty.
But for him, that's his food. Taste for him. There's another shita that everything he ate tastes like offer. But to feed that shita, that was his food. But etzim, that was his food. So it was tasty for him. The teretz is, as well as the Eibishter telling the Nochosh, the Eibishter was cutting off the Nochosh. I have nothing to do with it. You want? You have everything you need. Here's all the food, all the money in the world. Take like Yochel, a father says to his son, "You know something? I want nothing to. Every day you come to me, ask me for money." And the son says, "But I like. That's why I get to see you every day. I get to see you to come in. I don't want to see you anymore. Here's a checkbook with blank checks. I'll send you one of these every month. Go. You have all the money in the world. Just don't come to see me. I don't want to have what to do with you." Tremendous einish. This was the man, Klal Yisrael was Soymech on the Rabbeinu Shalom, Yoyim, Yoyim, it was the closest they ever were to the Eibishter. Gevaldig in Madrega. And with the Chashayla. It says later on that the Chocha, it says, Upacharku Lailo, the Yoyimom, was a Matziv. It says, Zeh, this is a person that Soymech ala Palta. He's not going to have enough food. He's not going to have enough food in his oitzer, in his storehouses. He's going to be soymech al apalta. He's going to have to worry every day where he's going to get his food. This was a chedek from the Techocha. Shaila is, What do you mean? In the Midbar, that's the matzah kali, so it was in the Midbar. And it was a high madrega. What's up is that the teichocha? To be certain every day, to worry where you're going to get your food from, and the Eibishter is going to have to give you food every day from a different place, that's a high madrega. Madrega from kali, so in the Midbar. Why is that a chelik in the teichocha? Says Chaim Shmulevitz, that pshat is, it's not the matziv that's a klala. It's not the matziv, nor it's the mensch, it's the person. The matziv can be a gavaldiga matziv, but it's what the person makes out from it. And a bal emunah, a bal bitochen, that recognizes that this is what the Eibishter wants from him, that every day he's going to have to come, he's going to have to daven again, he's going to have to be close again, he's going to have to wait again to be handed food directly from the Rebbein Shalom. There's no money in the bank. Every day you have to come ask for a new paycheck. Every day. There's nothing sitting in the bank. There's no security. A person that realizes that the Chahari Madrega, I'm close with the Eibishter. That person, for that person, the Matziv is a Gevaldig Matziv. For that person, it's a Chamadrega. Tanud Veliyo says that when you see a Yid that has trouble with Parnosa, a person has trouble with Parnosa, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him. Baruch Hu loves him. I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the rich guy better, because he doesn't have to worry. He doesn't have to worry, but he doesn't have that same connection. We don't know, we don't judge people. So there are plenty of rich people, they have the nesiyonis, and they have their connections. But a person, this person has to connect with the Eibishter every day. I need food for today. And tomorrow, nochamol, I need food for today. And the next day, nochamol. And every day he has that shaykhus. A person is about to be talking. He doesn't have these worries. Doesn't have these worries. Doesn't worry. How should I know? How should I know what's going to be tomorrow? I don't know tomorrow what's going to be tomorrow. So shayla from hishtadlus. Yes, we're asking today. We need hishtadlus. I'm not saying here we don't need hishtadlus. Don't go sit back. My father was close with the Baba Varuv. One time, father was going bankrupt. He went to the Baba Varuv. He went for a broch. So he says, he's afraid he's going to be bankrupt. He doesn't know what he's going to do. And the roof gave him a brocha for panosa, a nice ashena brocha. And my father was leaving. He told him, "You, I can give such a brocha." My father said, "Why me and not other people? Not everyone can give such a brocha. Why?" He says, "A lot of people get such a brocha and they go home and they put their feet up and they get back and they wait for the brocha to be chal. They call up a few days later. I'm not rich yet, but what have you been doing for the last few days? I've been waiting for the brocha to be chal. I'm sitting at home waiting. You, I know, you're going to go make something to be for the bracha to be chalon. To be established is a chiyuv. How much established? That's totally on a person's bitoch. That's mamish totally on a person's bitoch. How much established? Reish of Chaim Zonfeld, they say that he used to sit and learn. He didn't have a lot of money, even though he lived in the old city. But the old city only became expensive nowadays. Now his dir is probably worth millions of dollars. But when he lived in the old city, the ma'aseh, somebody came and said, "Look at your dir, Nebuch, the Rav of Yerushalayim lives like this." So he says, "Did you see the Rebbeinu Shlomo's house? It's destroyed." Calls him out, "His house is destroyed, so my house also can't be so nice." And he lived very, very posh. He didn't have any money. And it came once in a while that his wife said, "You know, it's Chaim, he needs a little bit of bread. We need something in the house. There's nothing in the house. A little bit of shtadlus." And he used to go out and he used to like look on the street to see if anyone dropped any money. That was his shtadlus. Everybody had their shtadlus. That was his madrega from his shtadlus. He didn't go looking for jobs. Other, of the Maisa, there's another Shaila by the Mon. It's another Shaila. We see that the Rebbeinu Shalom brought this Mon, this Gevaldige Neis, this unbelievable, the biggest Neis, we said, in the history of Klal Yisrael. Was the Mon. That's how we started off. You were early today, no? It's brought down. Mon was the biggest nace in the history from Klal Yisrael. Every day, Eibishter gave food, mamish from Shamayim, every day for 40 years, the biggest nace in the history of Klal Yisrael. But this nace only took place when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. They came into the Midbar. Lech techachayai b'midbar, yeretz lo yizaruah. The Eibishter says he's never going to forget it. Oh, but still, the Rebbeinu Shlomim waited. He waited. He starved them a little bit first. Right? They were hungry. They didn't see water, food. They got upset. They complained. Why did Rebbeinu Shlomim wait for that? Why first did he not give them? And then he said, okay, well, food, I'll give you mon. He could have given them the mon before. When they came out of Mitzrayim, the first day, make it rain mon. We hear the Shiloh. Why did the Rebbeinu Shlomim wait until first they didn't have food and then gave them on? Why didn't he just make the nace happen like this? And the answer is, oh, it's a good vort. Why? Good vort. That's one vort. Appreciate it. There's no chavort. And only with Avoida, and we spoke about this a few times, only with Avoida, a real Avoida, can a person come to the Madrega. Only with real Avoida. First, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to test us. First, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to see, he wants us to work on it. When a person is trying to conquer a Midah, if it's given to him as a gift, he can't really reach the Madrega. He can't. A person that's born with everything on a silver platter, he can't really reach that madrega. A person that has tzaris, you see, the Baal Yisurim, they're able to reach madregas that nobody else can reach. A challah. Sometimes I walk through the kitchen Erev Shabbos and I think to myself, I see, when my wife makes challahs only, and sometimes the kids join in, and I think, Nebuch, what are they doing to the dough? Pounding and pounding, some of them use hammers, and they knock it, and then they braid, and they twist, and they it looks like mom is disgusting, what they're beating it, and they're beating it, and they're beating it. And then finally they make it into a nice thing, and they take egg, and they smear it all over it, and they pour stuff on it. It's starting to look a little bit nicer, and they put it into the oven, it makes a nice, big, beautiful challah. But first, the Rebbeinu Shlomo has to make mincemeat from a person. Mamish. In order it can come out a godin. Only from Yisurim can a godin come out. Only a person that overrides. He said this in the Hesped, in Nosson Tzvi. Pasuk says in Iyuv. Shishim Chochma. Ula Oyechyomim Tfuna. Shishim and Oyechyomim. So what's the nafkamina? Shishim is old people. Rechiyom is old people. Rechiyom is zeicha to tfuna. Tfuna is a higher madrega. So everyone's a pshat, not in Godel. Rechiyomim, the Radak says, Rechiyomim are people that didn't have Yisurim. Didn't have Yisurim. They're zeicha to tfuna. So ask a shayla. All Gedolei Yisrael have Yisurim. There's no such thing. If you look at all the Gedolei, everything you hear, when he was born, everything was fine. He had a lot of money. And his parents took care of him. And he just sat. And he learned in the local base medrash. Nobody ever bothered him. And he sat in the same place. There was never, there was never a war in his time. And he never had any trouble making friends. And he never had any trouble learning. And everything just went fine. And he had a Gedolei life. And then came time. Married, he went on. Just like you don't hear this about Gedolim. If you look at the Gedolim books, there's always a lot of you wonder how this guy got through this. A lot of Yisurim, a lot of hardships, a lot of running. There's usually Mochamas involved. Where did Gedolim come from? If Oyechiyom Tzuna is people that never had Yisurim, and we said the Teretz is, I heard from one Odom Godel that. It's not pshat, they never had Yisurim, but they didn't let the Yisurim get to them. That's pshat. Rechiyom means people that had Yisurim, but the Yisurim didn't affect them. They override Yisurim. Person that goes through it, that feels it, and he fights it, and he takes it doesn't have food, they didn't have food. But the way they were able to reach the Madrega is that they didn't stop believing in the Rebbeinu Shloim, he knows what's best. We're going to have food. If he wants us to have food, we're going to have food. He can make food rain from the sky. That's what he did. But only after he made mincemeat from them. Only after you pounded the dough. You pounded and you pounded and you pounded. And eventually, vaksois are beautiful zach. A beautiful zach. If you look at them at the end of their life, sometimes when I seek doilim, I look at the end of their life. Poshet, old men, yeah? Old men. I went to Rabbi Yashu a few weeks ago. Remember, I used to daven when I was in Givat Shol, learning by Shom Shechter. I used to daven in the Prushim Shul over there. The Motchleb Zuckerman was the Talmud from the Chofetz Chaim. I was nifter during that kuf when I was there. I used to daven mincha there sometimes, just to daven with him, mincha. To look at him, the end of his life, this is a 90-something, after 90-something years of struggles, fights, tough fights, this is what comes out. A beautiful person, a godu, an odom godu, a person that doesn't worry, he doesn't let himself to worry, a person that's above the world, he's above everything. You can't break this person, nobody can break this person, because he didn't let the downfalls get him down. Tzaddik people sheva v'kam. We always say the pshat. What's the pshat? Tzaddik people sheva v'kam. Everybody says a tzaddik is someone who can get up after 7 times he falls. A tzaddik is someone that falls 7 times and then he gets up. But he has to fall. If he doesn't fall, can his back to the tzaddik? He can't become great. This is the tachlis. This is the lesson from the mon. When everyone's saying their mon tomorrow, Pashas Hamon, Shnayim Nikudech, Atagim. We have to have all this, you say this, in mind. This is what we have to work on. This is what we have to take from the Mon. That's not Benishon, you know. If I had Panos, you know, I'd do a lot better. I'd learn a lot better. To live with the Rebbeinu Shloim, to try to reach the Madrega that I know it's coming from you. And I'm willing to be Makabel, whatever you're going to bring on me, that I should get to the Madrega. I'm going to be close to you, and I know mamish, and I feel it's coming from you, that I live with everybody.